Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu next described different divisions and categories of living beings. Text 144. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued. The unlimited living entities can be divided into two divisions, those that can move and those that cannot move. Among the living entities that can move, there are birds, aquatics, and animals. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving clear instructions on how the living entities live under different conditions. There are trees, plants, and stones that cannot move, but still they must be considered living entities or spiritual sparks. The soul is present in bodies, like those of trees, plants, and stones. They are all living entities. Among moving living entities, such as birds, aquatics, and animals, the same spiritual spark is there. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita, 2:24, Achedyo yam adadyo yam, akledyo shosha evacha, netya sarvakatatsthanur, achalo yam sanatana. This individual soul is unbreakable and insoluble, and can neither be burned nor dried. He is everlasting, present everywhere, unchangeable, immovable, and eternally the same. The soul has nothing to do with the material elements. Any material element can be cut into pieces, especially earth. As far as the living entity is concerned, however, he can neither be burned nor cut into pieces. He can therefore live within fire. We can conclude that there are also living entities within the sun. Why should the living entities be denied this planet or that planet? According to the Vedas, the living entities can live anywhere and everywhere, on land, in water, in air, or in fire. Whatever the condition, the living entity is unchangeable, sthanu. From the statements of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the Bhagavad Gita, we are to conclude that the living entities exist everywhere throughout the universes. They are distributed as trees, plants, aquatics, birds, human beings, and so on. Texts 145 and 146. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued. Although the living entities known as human beings are very small in quantity, that division may still be further subdivided, for there are many uncultured human beings, like Malechas, Pulindas, Baudhas, and Sabaras. Among human beings, those who are followers of the Vedic principles are considered civilized. Among these, almost half simply give lip service while committing all kinds of sinful activities against these principles. Such people do not care for the regulative principles. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The word Veda means knowledge. Supreme knowledge consists of understanding the Supreme Personality of Godhead and our relationship with Him, and acting according to that relationship. Action in accordance with the Vedic principles is called religion. Religion means following the orders of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Vedic principles are the injunctions given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Aryans are civilized human beings who have been following the Vedic principles since time immemorial. No one can trace out the history of the Vedic principles set forth so that man might understand the Supreme Being. Literature or knowledge that seeks the Supreme Being can be accepted as a bona fide religious system, but there are many different types of religious systems, according to the place, the disciples, and the people's capacity to understand. The highest type of religious system is described in Srimad Bhagavatam 1.2.6, thusly. Savai pumsam paro dharmo yato bhaktir adhoksaje. The highest form of religion is that by which one becomes fully conscious of the existence of God, including his form, name, qualities, pastimes, abode, and all-pervasive features. When everything is completely known, that is the perfection of Vedic knowledge. The fulfillment of Vedic knowledge is systematic knowledge of the characteristics of God. This is also confirmed by Lord Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, 15.15. Vedaischa sarvar aham eva vedya. The aim of Vedic knowledge is to understand God. Therefore, those who are actually following Vedic knowledge and searching after God cannot commit sinful activities against the Supreme Lord's order. However, in this age of Kali, although men profess to belong to so many different kinds of religions, most of them commit sinful activities against the orders of the Vedic scriptures. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore says herein, Veda nishida papakari dharma nahi gani. In this age, men may profess a religion, but they actually do not follow the principles. Instead, they commit all kinds of sins. Text 147. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued. Among the followers of Vedic knowledge, most are following the process of fruitive activity and distinguishing between good and bad work. Out of many such sincere fruitive actors, there may be one who is actually wise. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur states that the word karma nishta refers to one who aspires to enjoy the results of his good work and pious activity. Some followers of Vedic principles offer everything to the absolute truth and do not aspire to enjoy the results of their pious actions. These are also considered among the karma nishtas. Sometimes we see pious men earn money with great hardship and then spend the money for some pious cause by opening public charities, schools, and hospitals. Whether one earns money for himself or for the public benefit, he is called a karma nishta. Out of millions of karma nishtas, there may be one who is wise. Those who try to avoid fruitive activity and who become silent in order to merge into spiritual existence of the absolute truth are generally known as gyanis, wise men. They are not interested in fruitive activity, but in merging into the Supreme. In either case, both the karma nishtas and the gyanis are interested in personal benefit. The karmis are directly interested in personal benefit within this material world, and the gyanis are interested in merging into the existence of the Supreme. The gyanis maintain that fruitive activity is imperfect. For them, perfection is the cessation of work and merging into the Supreme Existence. That is their goal of life. The gyani wants to extinguish the distinction between knowledge, the knower, and the aim of knowledge. This philosophy is called monism, or oneness, and is characterized by spiritual silence.